playing games is done. Adversaries all better run. We're coming up to reach the top. Unbeatable and we'll never stop. We're the ones in charge. Yeah. We're staying living large. Yeah. We're the one who fly. Yeah. They don't ever have a chance. Why do they even try? Everybody, yeah, yeah, yeah. Rock your body, yeah, yeah, yeah. Time to party, yeah, yeah, yeah. Cause the Backseat Boys are back.
Welcome everybody to Spocast. It's a special holiday edition. How's everybody doing tonight? Let's get our peeps in here. Let's get Tommy Grayson in. What's up, brother?
Whoop, whoop. Tommy Grayson in the house. How you doing? Happy holidays. Oh, Merry Christmas.
Oh yeah. What's up to everyone in the chat? Thanks for joining us on this special Monday edition. We're also going to have an edition next Monday, but tonight is a very backseat holiday. Let's get everybody in here. What's up, Donnie B? Welcome back, brother.
Hello. Yeah, it was thank you all for holding down the fort the last 2 weeks. I was unavailable. I was in New York City and then I had prior commitments the Tuesday before. But it's good to be back. I'm slightly under the weather. I apologize if my voice sounds off kilter, but I'll power through, brothers.
Yeah, I can see you look a little pale, brother. I'm a little concerned about you.
I think I'll be all right.
Do you need some chicken soup brought over to the house, brother?
I had some earlier today.
Oh, good. Oh, you'll be, yeah, that'll heal you right up. Mm. All right, let's get Phil in here. What's up, Phil?
Happy holidays. Everybody.
Philly, Philly.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
What up, very Chris? Happy holiday. So this has already been over a year of Spocast, guys.
That's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable.
What started as random Instagram lives out of boredom has now evolved into a full-fledged weekly, sometimes twice a week if given the circumstances podcast. And I just want to take the time and just wish everybody out there, all of our listeners out there in the SPO universe and beyond, just a happy holiday and just thank you for sticking with us through the highs and lows of 2024, because we're ready to keep doing this into 2025 and well beyond.
Yep, and here's the show for tonight, everybody. Like my little peeping Santa.
That's great.
He's looking in the window, brother.
He is.
Yeah.
I like the hat on me. On me, that was cool.
So yeah, did you like that? Oh wait, let me show you something. Let's notice something. So the back seats have blue hats. I have a green hat, and you and Phil have red hats.
Yeah. Why do you have a green one?
Because I wanted you and Phil as the host and co-host, like, to be special with the red.
Oh.
That's all. I didn't want to steal your heat, bro. No, but then I brought a red one today. So
yeah, that's over at me.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So I have a Christmas gift for SPO Wrestling that I'm going to give everyone in a little bit. A big, pretty big announcement, I think. At least in my world, it's a big announcement. And then next week, we also have the awards next Monday night right here at 7 o'clock, the year-end awards. We're going to go over all that in a little bit. And we're going to have a bunch of different run-ins tonight. We don't know who's going to show up to say
sweet
Merry Christmas. Actually, someone's here already. Who is it? Let's see.
Hey, thank you for being my friend here.
Oh my God.
That is the best thing ever.
That is the ugliest sweater I've ever seen. And I've seen some pretty ugly sweaters.
Chris Bristow is wearing a Golden Girls ugly Christmas sweater. Good job.
That's not ugly. No,
I'm not saying. No, happy, I'm not saying
happy SPO Merry Christmas to everyone.
Yeah.
And I'm have this one.
Oh, that's pretty ugly too. That's pretty ugly too. Donnie, they're called ugly sweaters. So it's like the better and more over they are, the uglier they are. I'm saying that, because
you're putting
it's
over, yes.
Exactly. I'm putting
anything
it over.
Anything with Beatrice Arthur on it cannot be ugly.
Well, Dorothy was always the heel of the group. Let's just so I'm just throwing that out.
Tread carefully. Tread carefully. Phil has a crush on three of those women.
Well, speaking of heel of the group, before we went on air, I had told Big 80s that I had a funny story in regards to some backseat history. So, as you guys know, a recent star and signee of Juggalo Championship Wrestling has been none other than the Prince of Old School, Colby Carino. And yes. So we've gotten to spend quite a bit of time with young Colby lately. Just want to, you know, put him over real quick. He's been an absolute professional. I mean, it shouldn't come as any surprise. He's the son of Steve Carino, but you know, just behind the scenes, really good dude, great mind for the business, very patient, very easy to deal with when, you know, just dealing with travel and, you know, behind the scenes and stuff. But I did find out some behind the scenes stuff as it related to PWF back in the days and the infamous Johnny Cashmere versus Trent Acid match, which was viewed on Friday. And if I'm not mistaken, I was told that Johnny and Trent were given instructions by Steve to to burn the building. Correct.
Oh, that's right. That's right. He did say that.
Right.
So
right.
Because Don, I think I was the ref. Yeah.
You were the referee, Donnie. That's why I bring this up. Yeah. So I went ahead and I asked Colby around the same time I texted Johnny. I said, you know, just out of curiosity, do you have any anecdotes about this match? You know, it took place, you know, on this date, et cetera, et cetera. Colby texted his father, Steve, and the story we got was that previously there had been a match in which Trent had Johnny had won the belt, something, whatever, whatever. And Steve's words, God rest his soul, but Trent decided to turn the match into a garbage match.
Now, we called all that ahead of time. But what happened was when you say Steve told us to burn the building, people listening might think that they meant start a fire. No.
Well, no, there was some added bonuses, which I will, which I'll privy everyone to afterwards. There, that word goes again.
Burn the building means make it. We knew it was the last time PWF was going to run at the building. They were done with the building. And he wanted to make sure no one could come in and run it after him.
Right. Right.
That's what burning a building means. So I destroyed the chandelier. We destroyed the Christmas tree. We went all over the place. Yeah. It was crazy.
So the reason I bring this up on this specific show is because it took place, 24 years or 23 years ago to this day. It was December 18th, 01. Really? So it's really right around the same time. Two, it's a holiday themed show. And, you know, in addition to that, I just found it funny that, you know, Johnny is here taking the heat for it, but it's like, you know, even, you know, even now it's the heat goes to Trent, you know, for being a quote unquote garbage match. But if you ask me, I think, you know, I mean, we're still talking about it to this day. It's iconic in, you know, backseat history. So, you know, I thought it was really humorous and funny. And I thought Donnie would get a kick out of that because obviously being the referee in that match and whatnot.
Didn't they fight in the ring truck at one point or something?
Yep. Yes. Yes. Yes.
I remember having the discussion in the back before the match, what we were going to do. I remember like it was yesterday.
Right. 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 And then you guys
said to Birdie or Trent, I was like, yeah, just do whatever. I'll just follow you guys.
Right. Right.
Tremendous. And then, but that's also the match that you threw Brian Logan over the top rope.
I did like so much garbage.
That was awesome. Brian Logan.
That's tonight. Roasting on a dumpster fire.
What year was it again, Tommy?
That's 01. So December 18th, 01. So again, you're talking no ECW, no WCW, just the indies have the entire spotlight. And to his point, I will say, Colby went ahead and did research on the match before we went ahead and watched it. And his words, not mine, he said, it was the most Steve Carino finish I've ever seen in my life. So,
right. And Steve did make that finish. That wasn't right. Us. That was Steve.
What's so crazy about that is I remember when Colby was born, like he was maybe a year and a half, whatever, two, like running around the ring. I remember holding that kid and to see him turn into a hell of a seasoned hand here, like a hell of a worker and a great addition to the company. That's so cool, dude.
Yeah.
I wish that kid nothing but success. I'm a big fan of his dad. I've been friends with him forever.
Right.
You know, well, thick and thin. But
his dance partner for the weekend, you know, fits right along with themes. You know, he got to tango with fan favorite Luigi Primo and Johnny. Yeah.
I didn't know the pizza guy was part of JCW.
Yes. Yeah. No. Yeah. Luigi Primo and Colby Carino. You know, they've been two recent hires of JCW, and you know the fans hate Colby, and they can't get enough of Luigi Primo, but the internet can't get enough of another Luigi. So, without further ado, I'm gonna tip it to you, Mr. Johnny.
Oh, yeah. I have a Christmas confession to make, everybody.
Uh-oh.
Are you guys ready? This is important. Everyone needs to pay attention. Pay attention.
Okay.
I am officially attracted to Luigi Mascarpone or whatever the hell his name is.
I'm not sure we needed to know that.
But, well, you did. All right. And listen, right. 40% of young voters say it was acceptable that he killed the guy. That just came out today.
That's over.
40% of young voters say it's no big deal. He killed the guy.
Well, let me give you a little thing about numbers. If that says 40%, the number's actually probably quite higher.
Probably.
That's people who aren't admitting it or didn't get polled. So
probably. Well, let me tell you.
60 or 70.
Yesterday, he changed his clothes for court, and that was a big deal. Today, really? He smiled in court, and this smile went viral. I've never seen anything like this in my life, Donnie. Have
I'll
you?
Say this. They got to be very careful of the jury that they pick for that. Because I could, see I could see a jury getting swayed one way or the other. Not that he won't get, you know, acquitted, but a lesser charge, maybe manslaughter one or something. I could see that happening if you get all the right jury on there.
Yep. All they need is one juror, right?
Yeah.
All you need is one. And I mean, you only need that one juror that got their health claim denied multiple times.
And that's what I'm getting at.
And I think it didn't. I mean, I think right now the defense that the lawyer has said based on his interviews is it's not him. Like, there's everything is circumstantial. This totally isn't him. At least that's the line they're going right now. So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. Well, dude.
So there you go. So Luigi Mangione, this Christmas, by the way, Christmas of 2024 is going to be synonymous with Luigi Mangione and drones. That's our Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Drones.
They this are red and green. Crazy.
And Luigi Primo.
Of course,
Luigi. And Luigi Primo. But speaking of drones, does anybody know anybody that has asked for a drone for for Christmas by any chance?
I did. I got a drone years ago for my wife for Christmas. The first day I took it out, put it up. It was like one of these shit job ones, like a kind of a lame one. Put it up in the air, and the wind took it and just carried it away. And it was like a $100 drone. I came in the house, asked Melissa, like somebody's here, and I started cutting a promo, jumping up and down, yelling and screaming that my drone was taken away by the wind. My wife laughed for an hour straight. She thought it was I never saw it again. Literally, it just started twirling in the wind and just got taken by a gust of wind, and that was it. The first time I put it up in the air, it just went whoop and got sucked away by wind.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That was it.
Canon comment of the century.
Luigi literally. Mandrone. God.
Canon's good. That is basically exactly what happened to me. I put it up in the air. I'm like, I wonder how far it'll go because it's supposed to like automatically return to you when you put it out there. And it just went, and just kept going. It landed in the woods behind a neighbor's house, like three houses
over. No, I never saw mine again. I even made the trek into the woods, like trying to find it. But I was like, nah, it was a cheap one. Like those $2,000 or $3,000 ones. Yeah, they have a little more weight to them. They'll come back to you. My buddy has one that's pretty cool, but I'm not into drone. Like that was one and done for me. I was like, this is lame.
Mm. Yeah.
No, I never did the drones. My dad was, he always bought the cheap ones that came with the Chinese instructions and in Mandarin. And you had to install like three different apps to make it work. And I was just like, Dad, I get paid to do this for a living. Why am I coming over here?
I was watching Star Trek Voyager the other night and they said, oh, we're going to have a drone come in today. And I'm thinking, what? This is from like 90s. Like, what's a drone? And a drone was the name of a Borg, just any Borg person. So I didn't know that.
Was that the episode that The Rock was on?
No, not quite. But
I feel like drones are just grown-up electrical kites.
You're not wrong.
I'm not a big kite guy either. I'm not a kite guy either. I did kites twice. It was terrible.
Yeah, I want a drone in the building when we run our events, but I'm worried that it's gonna hit a kid in the face or something. They're dangerous.
The DJI ones, you can actually just have them, do a patrol where it just follows that line. You can have it up that high. So
yeah,
there's a videographer out of Florida named Tusselmania, and he does that. He brings like a drone with him and will do shots and stuff. It's really cool looking stuff.
Nice. Look, Joel Goodhart's here.
What does that say?
Joel Goodhart. You guys looking forward.
What? I know nothing about this.
What?
It's the truth. The back seats are going to work. The Rock and Roll Express. It was going to be a six man with me and what's his name? Ricky Morton's son, but he's not confirming. So it's just going to be a tag match.
Oh, wow, dude.
Yep. But that's great.
Listen, I'm one of the biggest. I might have to come that day, but I'm one of the Donnie, biggest you be march in the world. Yeah, dude.
Yep.
Donnie, you so guys, be there.
Real quick, I got a little Christmas present for everybody. You ready?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Donnie, you're going to friggin' love this.
Let's see.
I'm on Luigi Primo. I'll make a master pizza.
The crowd goes wild. Luigi Primo.
How are you guys doing? You guys having a good pizza today?
Yes, yeah, we have a good pizza day. Now, Luigi. Luigi, I'm curious, you know, what did you think of ICP's Big Ballers Holiday Bash and the Juggalos?
Oh, it was a great time. I feel like even though I didn't come out ahead in my match, I good effort against Corby Aquino, and I know what I got to work on in order to beat him the next time. And seeing ICP play live was insane. All the fans were jumping over the rails. Security had to stop them. It was a huge problem.
This is incredible.
This is incredible. Cool. Luigi, what do you think about Luigi Mangione?
So Luigi's a mansion. I find out he's an Italian, and I would have never condoned killing anybody with a ghost gun. But the one thing I do appreciate about Luigi's a mansion is his name is Luigi, and I'm also named Luigi.
Now
it's good to see Luigi doesn't condone the killing with a ghost gun. Maybe a
know what a ghost gun is? Do we all know what a ghost gun is?
Yes. Yeah, yes.
That's why he's a Luigi's mansion, because he goes inside the mansion that's haunted, and he gets a ghost, and he uses it to kill the healthcare CEO.
Yep. The healthcare CEO. Yep. So Luigi, tomorrow it's Seven Fishes, right?
What is it? Is that like a Hanukkah thing?
No, Christmas Eve. Seven Fishes. You don't do it?
No. I don't have a fish for the Christmas. I just usually make a pizza or have a Christmas carol or Christmas cookies.
Luigi, what kind of pizzas do people order usually on Christmas? Anything special on it?
Yeah, sometimes they'll order like a candy cane or a maybe like a Christmas ornament or a tinsel. But I don't.
A tinsel.
Tinsel.
And you're gonna have to fiddle.
A tinsel.
And that's no way to spend a Christmas.
That's awesome. No. Luigi, thank you for showing up, man. We can't thank you enough. And you're gonna be appearing at more JCW events coming up too. So we're gonna keep letting everybody know about JCW. Thank you, man, for coming on. I know we're having some connection.
I might be having some technical difficulties.
That's all right.
Thank you, Luigi. God bless.
God bless you, Luigi.
Merry Christmas. In the words of Dino. We got to introduce Luigi to Dino Sana.
I
what a conversation that would be.
Oh, my God.
I can't believe we had Luigi on here. That was freaking
thank you.
That was great. That was
you're
great.
Welcome, you guys. That was for you guys.
I won't soon forget him saying that he doesn't condone murder with a ghost gun.
I won't soon forget that we were just. We segued into Luigi Primo, into Luigi Mangione, back to Luigi Primo in like a 5-minute time frame.
It's like 2 minutes.
Podcast,
like, guys, I have an announcement to make. I'm also attracted to Luigi Primo now. I just can't win.
Are you also attracted to Luigi Mac?
A little bit, yeah.
I said that Johnny's going through a drought. That's the only logical explanation for this.
Ooh. Among other
disgusting.
Things.
Yeah, I'm disgusting. Guys, I have a Christmas present for all of Spo Wrestling and the SpoCast and all of our fans and everyone. And I want to give it to everyone. Should I do it now?
Sure.
Do it.
Listen, it's bizarre. And at first you're gonna be like, this is weird. Wait till I explain it, you'll like it. All right, everybody, you ready?
Go.
Do anyone know what a giant peacock mantis shrimp even is? My guess is they don't.
Nope.
No.
I'm counting on that. Let me tell you something. These guys have punching mechanisms, and their punch is the strongest thing in nature. It's so fast that it creates a sonic boom under the water with a flash of light And these things can destroy clams and shells and crabs like you would not believe. Watching these things eat is amazing. And right you're here getting, behind me.
You're expressing my last marriage.
You see, I got a little. There it is. It's going to be right behind me. It's getting delivered on the 8th of January. It gives me about a week to get, you know, get everything ready. And then right here on January 14th, we will start feeding him live.
Wait a minute. You're getting an actual bug or something in your house, like in a tank?
It's in a tank. It's not a bug. You guys got to Google these things. Trust me.
It's a bug. Isn't it's not a bug.
Yo, what is it? Let me tell you what it is. It's like a lobster. It's like a lobster.
Defend me. Yeah. Okay.
You got to Google watching these things and watching them feed. They get millions of views online.
What? In case you haven't realized.
Dactylus sacculiliaris is the scientific name for it. Also called, I know why you like them. Because it's also called a harlequin mantis shrimp.
Right. Well, I don't hate
that. Well, Johnny has a fixation with animals and mythological beings of sorts. So, like, this is, like, right up his alley, you know, because he can't adopt a Bigfoot or La Chupacabra or something that. Not legally yet, at least.
Right.
Like,
so what does it eat, Johnny? What are you gonna put it in your room?
All right, so it's right. It literally is gonna go right in this. I got a little starter tank right here. It's only 20 gallons, but I have a bigger one in the other room, so I'm gonna grow it. It's already 6 inches long.
Oh my god!
Yo, these things.
How big does it get?
Up to 15.
15 what?
Inches?
Like more than a foot?
I knew this setup was there, Tommy. Well,
so if this thing gets out of the cage one night, and like,
it's okay. It won't get out of the cage. It's not like an octopus.
Oh, yeah? Hey, you just said it busts through shit with sonic waves or whatever.
Yo, it can, if it wants
sonic
to.
Boom!
If it wants to, it can destroy and get out of the aquarium, but it doesn't
Why wouldn't it want to?
Because it doesn't know to. It's like when you get...
Oh, it will.
It's like when you get a baby elephant. You stick a stake in the ground with a rope and it stays there. Even as it gets bigger as an elephant, it knows I'm not going to move because I can't. It can. That's how it is with this thing.
This thing is going to crawl around your house like Jason goes to hell. The little
night.
Yeah, it's no. It's going to be like if anyone's ever seen Freddy versus Jason, it's going to be like that thing that when
that worm
the
free bird,
yeah. It's going to be the worm creature that's going to be smoking the hookah. That's what it's going to be.
Mark my words, in 2025, we're going to hear this headline. We're going to see it. Burlington man killed by peacock mantis during the night when it either went in his mouth or crawled up his bunghole during the night and killed him. That headline is going to happen.
I'm half a mile from the Chesapeake Bay. Like, I'm imagining like horseshoe crab.
That's true,
like,
Cannon. Cannon, that's true. Yeah.
Well, there's the picture, by the way. See it on the top right and left? Side views? That's what it looks like from the side.
Where does one get this?
I had to order it from Edison, New Jersey. I had to get on a list. They says, we hardly ever get them. Once in a blue moon. But we'll put you on a list. And we'll call you when they come in. I said, all right, whatever. The next day, they called me. Like, you're not going to believe this. I was
How
like,
much
all
is
right.
that thing?
It was 150 plus 30 shipping.
It looks a bit like a crawfish.
It's live.
I have a ship. I'm not driving up to Edison.
How's it shipping? It's live.
Yeah, they're shipping it. I don't know. They're shipping it to me, and I got to set up the tank in the next week or two with all the, you know, because it's a saltwater tank. But man, these things are amazing, dude. And there's a different type of them too. Like if you go on YouTube and you look up, feeding a giant peacock mantis shrimp and you watch, it's amazing. Like crabs, clams stand no chance against these things. They are some of the best predators I've ever seen in my life.
So what do you think? Do you feed it other live creatures or do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
It has to eat mollusks. There's two types. There's one with the boxing gloves. That's what I have. That's the real rare one. And that has to punch like mollusks, snails, clams. It punches them and destroys them. It's amazing to watch. And then it grabs it and it pulls it down into its hole, like Undertaker pulling someone from the ring down into the bottom. That's how it works. And there's another type that has spears on their hands and they catch real fish. So they sit on the bottom with their arms and they wait for a fish to go by. And then they spring out and they spear the fish with both hands. They spear it and pull it back. And then they just start eating it.
So, we need someone out in SPO land to put the hat and trench coat on that mantis.
Yes.
Well, while we're on the subject of silvers and creatures, I want to give a shout out to my homies Clockwork E. We met these guys over at the gathering this past summer, and they're from Columbus. Ah, what up? So, yeah, I was just showing them the picture of us with Clockwork E. These guys are rappers based out of Columbus. They're our brothers in silver. They're hilarious. They're super talented. Check them out on YouTube.
What about your your outfit there, Tommy boy?
Oh, yeah. This is the official JCW tracksuit.
That looks great. That
it was made ordered by Caleb Conley out of the High Spots warehouse. And the entire crew basically got one of these and, you know, everyone put together and chipped in for a set for Violent J and for Billy Bill. So, yeah, I was rocking that. And then that's myself with Kyle, Billy, and JP. And that was from ICP's Big Ballers Holiday Party.
Awesome. Good stuff, man. I like, they look like paint huffers. It reminds me of the,
like the Tin Man. No. That's what it looked like to me.
Have you ever see mug shots of people that huff paint and then get arrested? That's what the dude looks like in the hat.
Oh my God. What say, man.
Yeah. Billy probably does. But that wasn't the only creature out there.
They make some awesome music videos though.
They do. They definitely do. This is Clownvis.
I love Johnny's Clownvis.
Johnny's a big mark for Clownvis.
He hosts things gathering. He's a host. No, he hosts. Oh. He's good.
You said that like his name was Cher. Like I should know who he is. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know how everyone basically has a you have a bunch of Elvis impersonators. Well, this is just a Juggalo Elvis. So you know, it's over. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Bring back up Mark's comment about the Ribera jacket with just a Fago chaser. I was so upset during the JCW PWU feud that I didn't get one of the jerseys, and then somebody stole one. Like, didn't somebody steal like corpse or something like from the crowd? Like, I want that so bad. Even though you know, I know it's years later, but I still want that PWU JCW.
Wow,
that actually recently just happened to one of the brothers of Construction, but we were able to get their jersey back. Thank God.
Yeah, they came to the ring, or Yabo had one of his custom Brothers of Funstruction hockey jerseys, which, you know, for those who don't know, you know, JCW has always really just went above and beyond with producing custom merchandise, and it was literally one of those 90s-style custom hockey jerseys, and I guess it got off of him, and somebody literally had it and tucked it under their shirt under, you know, like while the match was going on, and he came to the back and like was super hot about it, rightfully so. We were able to track it down, and we sent one of the photographers and everything and one of the guys from Psychopathic to go get it back. But it's like, you know, this is I've had entrance gear taken from me. You know, I was able to eventually get it back, but I've had stuff taken from me that I've never been able to, you know, get back. So just words to the wise, if you're a fan attending a wrestling show, don't do it.
Yeah, I never understood that. How
Ace Austin gets mad too if he doesn't.
Yeah, there wasn't a person dedicated to take gear back and bring it back to the same spot in the back. I always made sure I had that. Yeah. Job as a kid, usually a kid or a young person, take all the gear from the competitors, bring it to the back, and put it on this table.
Yeah, that's what. And typically, typically there is that person. You know, accidents happen and whatnot. But from a fan perspective, it's like, you know, I would never, unless somebody handed it directly to me, like, you know.
Yeah,
like
they throw it out to the crowd. I get that.
Yeah, but it's just
entrance gear is like the easiest thing to get lost.
Huh.
Yeah. I'm sure it is. Real quick, Bristow, I know you got to leave. You want to plug something, brother?
So my friends, Chris Pierdomenico and Lee Savoli. Chris Pierdomenico is the director of Delco the Movie. And right. I know we're getting big into Delco. So if you could share that out, that would be a much appreciated. They're actually doing a screening at the Media Theater in Media, Pennsylvania on Saturday the 18th and Sunday the 19th. They are about 50% sold out right now. So tickets are going fast. It's kind of like a Delco love story from my friend Chris. So,
all right. And there it is. I put it in the chat. I don't know if they can click it or not.
What is it? What's the movie about?
It's pretty much like 2001 living in Delco, coming of age kind of thing. It's kind of like, you know, his version of Clerks and kind of that style of movie making.
Awesome. Cool. Looking forward to it, man. And anything he needs, we told him he can contact us. So, but Chris, happy holiday, Merry Christmas, and give us that shirt one more time.
Yes. Heat, brother.
Oh, look at that, baby. Love you guys. Happy holidays. Happy Ezra. Merry Christmas, man.
Be good, brother.
Thank you, Chris.
And I'm going to make you a short link so that way you don't have to be like, oh, look at this ridiculously long link. It's going to be bit.ly/DelcoFilm.
Nice.
And then I'll tag Chris and Leah in it so they can get you can get their contact information as well.
Excellent. Thank you, brother.
Later, gentlemen.
See ya.
Peace.
Awesome.
Real quick.
What's up, JP? How's it going, brother?
What's up, guys? Yeah, man. Yeah, long time no see. You know, just want to stop by, say happy holidays to everyone.
Word. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Luigi Primo was here earlier. You missed
him. Yeah.
Oh, man. Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he stopped. He surprised us. It was awesome.
Is Luigi JP?
I literally. What's up?
I'm like, you weren't here at the same time. So obviously Luigi is JP.
Oh, right. That's right. True.
Nah, I literally just got back. I was doing some last minute holiday shopping. But, you know, just thinking about it, and it's like, it's crazy that this all started just, you know, messing around on Instagram Lives, and look where we're at right now.
I know. That was a year ago.
It's been a lot of fun. All of us are here because we want to be here. You know what I mean? Like, nobody's forced to do this. Like, it's a lot of fun for me to hang out with you guys and dip my toe back in a little bit and give my views on some stuff about that I know. So that's been really fun. I enjoy it. To 2025 is going to be cool. I love the relationship we've got with everybody here, Phil, JP, Tommy, obviously Johnny. But it's been a lot of fun, dudes. I look to expand the show in 2025, more guests. People listen to the show, dude. They do. I get things on a Messenger or Twitter and stuff that I listen to this, I listen to that. So people are listening.
Good.
I think 2025 is going to be big for you guys.
That's all of us. That's definitely the goal, man. You know, just constant progression. You know, 1% better every day.
That's it, bro. That I finally saw that Titantron thing you guys made. That was awesome, dude. With the music, that whole deal was just phenomenal.
I can't thank everyone enough for just, you know, just the kind words and again just all the support.
And we haven't forgotten about what we spoke about, Donnie. You know, so that, right. You know, no, that
you know
that's
the,
still,
the concept
that's still
that we all spoke about. Yeah, you know, the concept that we all spoke about was a lot different. But I think we just needed to get something out there for the sake of just, you know, having content and whatnot. But aside from that, you know, I think again just working with that crew and just again getting those reps have really evolved the Backseat Boys character and brand.
I mean, me and Donnie couldn't be prouder. Donnie, honestly, could we be any prouder of these guys?
No, I think if Birdie was alive, you guys, he would be like, "This is so awesome, dude."
He would be.
I do.
That's Trent and Tara right there.
Yeah, there he is.
But Donnie, last Christmas, you and I gifted the new Backseats the name of the Backseat Boys. Do you remember?
That's right, we did. Yeah.
Yeah. Officially. That was a year ago.
That's crazy.
And it was the best thing that could have happened. And I thank you guys every day for not giving it to us right away. I thank Nova for not allowing us to do it without making sure that we had Johnny involved first and foremost. Yes.
They tried to be the Backseats without me, Phil.
No. We literally
put arsenic in my cereal.
No, literally, I kid you not. Before we met Johnny, you know, the Graysons and the Bucci brothers, you know, had a group chat where, you know, the Buccis would often shoot ideas to us, and one of the ideas that we were trying to think about was, you know, calling ourselves like, you know, the Backseat Bros or something like that, you know, and Donnie and Nova literally immediately said no, because you guys will get shit on for it if you do it without cause. And this was before we had even met Johnny and everything like that. So I thank Nova for that every day, because, you know, you know, he had the wherewithal and the hindsight to, you know, to say that. And then we wound up meeting Johnny anyway, and we made it, you know.
And when Johnny first told me about it, I was not hesitant, but I was like, I don't know how it would work. Like, and then I thought about it. I was like, it's really one of the coolest ideas I've ever heard of, like on an independent level, because I've never heard of anybody else doing it. Like, I've never heard of another indie team that had the status of Johnny and Trent bequeathing their name to a young team. Like, maybe there are, maybe it's happened. I have no idea, but I can't think of it, honestly.
I couldn't tell you, honestly.
No, and I've never heard of it.
I'm a nerd for doing my research and looking into, like, you know, if there's been acts that have been, you know, the only thing I could personally think of to that's been done to this degree was, you know, the Heavenly Bodies. And again, that was personally passed on by Dr. Tom. So again,
but even that's a little bit different.
It was different.
20 years removed. It was an interchanging roster with Jimmy Del Rey, Dr. Tom. Like, it kind of just kept changing. And then it was like, those two other guys, I forgot who the new Heavenly Bodies were, but
it was
I'm sure James made that happen.
It was the Carino brothers, Justin and Mark.
Oh yeah,
Carino.
Justin. I apologize. Yeah. I think Justin's a hell of a worker. I forgot about him.
Yeah, no, they're great. You know, they were great. That's and, right. You know, they're love Justin and respect to them. Yeah. Yeah, but it was different. You know, it's different when you do it with a brand that had a cult following.
Yes,
and. Mm-hmm. had their best years taken from them.
Yes.
You know, a lot of people were very ready to say no, 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 which is why when we first started it out, we were the new backseats because we had to give people the appetizer. And then when Johnny and Donnie said, guys, it's time, we had that match with the Vaudevillains at the arena and opened up Spo, and everything in 2024 has been nothing but a gift. When I said earlier that, you know, there's been some hard times, I mean, listen, life is a constant roller coaster. Nothing is ever going to be 100% steady. And if it is, there's something inadvertently wrong.
Yep.
Each of us in this five chat have grown as individuals for different reasons, whether it be as, you know, within the confines of wrestling or without it. You know, we've all had to. We've all lost a lot this year. You know what I mean? There's people that unfortunately are no longer with us that have played integral parts of each of our lives, whether it be in wrestling or out of it. So that's just life, you know. But I'm thankful that each and every Tuesday I had the ability to check in with my family, and just for an hour it was my escape, and I got to talk to Johnny and Phil and Donnie B and, you know, hear about old stories and talk to people I might not have ever met before. And, you know, just it really, I'm proud of the work that we've done. I'm proud that we were able to, you know, keep this momentum going beyond and have it really just be something that people look forward to each and every week. I'm sorry if I'm rambling, but
man, that's 100% for real.
It's from the heart, man. I appreciate that. And we feel the same way.
Make somebody's day, a little bit better. You know, that's what my whole goal is.
Yeah.
And here's, these guys have an open challenge coming up on February 8th, the Backseat Boys, putting their belts on the line. Tasha also has issued an open challenge. So a lot to stay tuned for in the next couple of weeks. Last week, we forgot to mention the Superpowers versus the Rep, Rick Blade and Simon Gotch versus Dave McCall and Nate Wallace. Donnie, you got to be in the building for this. Got to be in the building for this.
Johnny, I would love to, but I'll be in Key West. Remember, I'll be in Key West the 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th. I know. I thought it was the week before. Remember, it was, and then we changed it.
Right.
The Rumble.
That's right.
Rightfully so, dude. I would love to be there, but I'm going to be. My wife and I are going for our first vacation together in 10 years, just me and her.
Yeah, so no, that's fine.
There's a good chance I would be forced to be divorced if I told her I had to skip that one day, come back early for the show. As much as
I forced to be divorced. Sounds like your memoir.
Yeah.
But no, that's
the show looks great.
Yeah. No, but we have the awards show next week on here. Sir. So next Monday will be another Monday show because it's New Year's Eve. And here's the awards, and then Tommy's going to talk about it for a minute.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So this has just been the brainchild of, I want to say, everyone from behind the scenes at Spo. You know, 2023, from our first event on New Year's Eve, you know, silver and gold, up until our most recent one, Roll the Dice, you know, we've had some really awesome events and some really awesome shows. And I think that just one way that we could give back is to, you know, let's go on a little recap and let's, you know, think about the times and the everyone that helps make it possible. You know, so we're going to be doing different awards, you know, things like match of the year, tag team of the year, event of the year, Wrestler of the Year, Manager of the Year, Mark of the Year, Best Babyface, and Best Heel. And, you know, we might just, you know, throw in some personal little special awards, you know.
Sure.
Yeah, anecdotes and stuff like that.
Is this the indies or the whole business?
I would say for SPO wrestling, typically.
And for the, you could do it, but think about it. You could do it either way, right? Like next week we could have event of the year and we could say like, what about WWE AEW too? It doesn't matter. We can say whatever we want. Yeah.
Right. Right.
Yeah, exactly. So say whatever we want.
That's cool.
Yeah. You know, so if anyone has a SPO moment of the year or just a, just anything that they think should be, you know, rightfully, you know, up there and win an award, then, you know, comment, we'll definitely take it into consideration. You know, we'll take it up with Tiny, the SPO wrestling, what's the word? The
general manager,
commissioner, whatever
the commissioner of, the commissioner of SPO wrestling.
We're going to have to introduce Tiny and Bane are going to have to get along, aren't they? They're kind of like the two spokesmen and mascots now for SPO wrestling.
Well, if he gets to 15 inches, I think he could, wipe the floor with Tiny, right?
Yeah, I don't even think Tiny's 15 inches.
It's gonna be like interspecies wrestling at SPO.
That'll be great. But I just showed the picture a minute ago of Tara and Trent. So Tara's here to say happy holidays. What's up, Tara?
Pretty good.
Good. What do you got behind you? Yes.
Hello.
Do I see Backseat Boys behind you?
Oh yeah, the sloth.
Oh, wow, nice.
Wow.
The Backseat Sloth.
I love that the shirt is on a sloth. I've never felt more complete.
That's insane.
And the Harry Potter.
What is that?
Robe.
It's a robe. Harry Potter.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, Johnny.
She's got her stuff. So Tara, how's your holiday so far?
It's not the same as it used to be.
Yeah, I know. You've lost a lot of people in your life. I get it.
Too many.
God bless you. So what do you have plans for? You're going to go do some stuff for the holidays the next few days or what?
I'm going to my in-laws tomorrow for Italian dinner, which is like everything but the kitchen sink.
You doing seven fishes?
Yes.
Awesome.
Sounds Luigi, like fun. Eat your heart out. Luigi Primo didn't know about the seven fishes.
Yeah.
He's an uncultured swine.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. But Tara, I got to say thank you for my Violent J Insane Clown Posse backpack you got me. I love it. I wear it everywhere. It's awesome. It's actually
mine right here.
There it is.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, man. She's got good taste. Good taste in wrestlers, nice. Too. Great taste in tag team.
There's a whole kitchen table full of backseat stuff for them.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah? Nice.
So you excited for the 8th?
I'm bringing in about 7 people.
Good.
Wow.
Do it. Good. Well, Tara, it was great having you here tonight. I'm glad you were able to stop in. I know you're
busy. I'm actually a lot better than 2 weeks ago because somebody was checking up on me over there in the red hat.
Oh, you know, it's the least I could do.
Which one? They both have red hats on.
Yeah. But Tara, you took care of Billy Real in his last days. And that's what brought you into our hearts.
Oh, this is the Tara that took care of Billy?
Yeah.
Very cool, Tara. Thank you for that. Billy was a troubled soul, but you never gave up on him. Thank you.
Nope. She didn't. And it was genuine. She genuinely was in love and loved him and just helped everybody. Thank God. Tara, I can't thank you enough. And we love having you in the Backseat family. Have a great holiday.
Thank you, Tara.
Thank you, Tara.
Thank you, Tara.
I didn't know that was her.
Yeah, that's her. She has been our fan since... God,
it's got to be 25 years.
Easy.
Right.
Easy.
No, Mitch. No, Mitch. It is not. And thank God it's disgusting.
The seven fishes. Terrible. I had it once at a house. It was dreadful, dude. Nobody ate it.
The seven fishes?
Yeah.
But it's loose. You don't need to do seven.
We might have tried that, or we went to a dinner that had that once.
Yeah. I did.
Just give me ham.
Like my girlfriend's family did it, I think 2 years ago. It's not bad, but you know what it is? It's a lot of work.
Phil, what's your Christmas meal?
This year we're going to do brisket.
Really?
We'd never done that before. Last year we decided, like, let's do something different that doesn't feel like we're just repeating Thanksgiving. So this year we're going to try brisket out.
Wow.
Nice. I'm doing seafood.
Nice.
Yeah, we're gonna have mantis shrimp for dinner on Christmas.
That's over.
If we could go around the room, I would say we should each offer one gift for the wrestling season, wrestling business on this holiday season. What would your gift be for the wrestling industry coming up for 2025? What would you want to see happen for the wrestling business if you could give it a gift?
Interesting. I want to see Ring of Honor take over Rampage, which isn't going to happen.
That's very good.
I would like to see weekly wrestling in Rockland County, New York, and somewhere in New York that could bring it legitimacy. You know, that's just me.
Donnie, cool. The back seats are getting the taste of promoters now, and they like the taste of it. And it's
awesome, bro. Yeah, never squelch the fire. You know what I mean? There's nothing sadder than an unrealized dream. One of the reasons I promoted, because people told me I couldn't do it. So I did it. I did it better than anybody else in New Jersey. Yep.
I'm sorry. All those times I told you couldn't do it, Donnie. I'm sorry.
Bill, what about you?
Yeah, but next Friday is the last episode of Rampage, so it ain't happening.
Wow.
Yeah, no.
So, I thought it already ended.
You mean other than the gift of myself to more events, I'm going to say I want streaming to go away. Because I want people to be more focused on the product in the moment.
That is a great choice.
I know. And it's one of those things. It's never going to happen. I kind of want a streaming implosion. I kind of want something to thin out a little bit.
You got to explain this. What exactly do you mean?
I know what he means. Go ahead, Phil.
Right. So what I mean is, like, imagine what wrestling was like, you know, when we think of the Attitude Era. There wasn't streaming. It wasn't, you know, super easy to be able to, like, find out anything you wanted online or watch via clips on Twitter. Like, imagine if streaming, just for whatever reason, like the entertainment industry decides, you know what, we tried this, we experiment with it, it really isn't what is working for us. Okay, we stop all streaming. I know it's not going to happen. Like, I'm not saying it from a place of, like, knowing it's going to happen. But, like, imagine if there was no Netflix, no Max, no IWTV, no High Spots. Like, it just all went away. And it's like, oh, so you have to go back to a little bit more of the traditional model. I kind of liked it. Maybe not right when PWU ran, but, like, a little bit after, like, when people were able to do, like, their pay-per-views online. But having some of the subscription models, I think, has hurt some of the independents to a degree, because they're not receiving some of the same financial income in the same way they did when they were doing those live pay-per-views, because they felt a little bit more exclusive. When it's been on the streaming platforms, that you can have the subscription service on, which is great for fans. I almost think it also does burn out some of those fans too. So it's, when you already also then have wrestling on, like, every day of the week on television somewhere. So I feel like there needs to be a better level set somewhere, but it's not going to happen. But it's one of those, like, man, that'd be really nice if you can sort of level that back out. Sort of like what Mark said, imagine, like, you had to wait until Monday because you knew something was going to be big. And if you missed it, you missed it. I'm old enough to remember that, like, people would, like, oh, did you hear what's going to happen Monday night? You watch it, and then, oh my God, did you see what happened on Monday? Like, it was a little bit of a bigger hype, I felt. And you kind of get that with, like Mania. It's, like, feels to me one of the last, I mean, Mania and All In are, like, the last two, like, big things where I think people do still get some hype for. Final Battle. I really liked it. I thought there was a lot of talk about Final Battle. I heard some other people feel like they didn't see a lot of the hubbub about Final Battle going into it. I thought I did. And I'm not a regular viewer just because I'm typically not home in the evenings early enough sometimes to be able to watch it.
You have traffic to sit in the evenings.
Right. So, like, I think if you remove some of that platform, that you make it a little bit more interesting. But again, I know that's not going to happen. So there's, like, that other, but the other side of it, that, like, for me who can't watch it because sometimes I'm going to be in traffic. Oh, that's great. I can go on Max now to be able to catch up on the AEW I missed because I was an hour late into the program. So I know, well, I'm going to like it. At the same time, like, man, I miss some of the what it used to be. And yes, you can also get the gift of me on your event. So, hey, look.
But then, yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying. I guess it makes sense. But then you have to go back to commercials. You're going to have to watch commercials again, bro.
Potentially.
I can't do it. I can't even sit through a skip ad anymore. I don't have the attention span for it.
Crazy, right?
I had to get YouTube Premium because I was tired of listening to stuff and having ads every 4 minutes. Because anyone who knows me knows I'm addicted to YouTube.
Do you watch typically on a laptop, desktop, or on your phone?
Everything. My phone, my laptop, my TV.
I don't know about TV. For your laptop, there's a little I don't know what they call it, a little widget that you can add onto your browser. Like I have one that's called Pi, and that kind of blocks all ads. I didn't get it to block ads on YouTube. I didn't know it did that. And then, oh look, I don't get ads on YouTube anymore.
I hate to just take the easy way out, but at this point, it's like I'll turn my phone on and I'll listen to like whatever. So you know, it's JP, to someone who,
if I had a gift, it would be for tag team wrestling to just explode and, you know, again, pick it up a notch, in the rankings and on the card in general. I want tag team wrestling to just main event more. I want it to be taken serious, and I want to see, a fresh new team come up like how we did or something else. Like, you know what I mean? I want to see just a new team come up on the ranks and, you know, just make some noise, you know?
Do you have any favorites that are out there right now that you'd like to see more of?
That's a good question. I think Brothers of Funstruction, that's a fantastic team. Just everything that they do is just, everything means so much. Like every little thing. You know, and it doesn't even mean the moves. It's just their act in general. They put so much work into it. So I think they should definitely be everywhere. I mean, they already wrestle outside of the country in places like Mexico together, which is really cool. But again, I would like to see them just on a national level. I think that act would be awesome on TV. I mean, that's just one in particular.
We wrestled them for the first time at ICP's Big Ballers Holiday Bash. We wrestled them in a tag team match, and then we wrestled them again in a Fatal 4-Way tag team match. I'll back up everything JP said. They're a phenomenal act.
Yeah, like watching them and then wrestling them just totally changes like your perspective. You know, you have to be in the ring. You got to just you got to do the deal to really understand like what it's like. Watching it just doesn't do it justice. I mean, if you're a wrestler, especially tag team wrestlers, man, you gotta find a way to wrestle the Brothers of Funstruction.
Nice. That's right. Yeah. That's right. And to back up one tag team I would love to see or want to see explode is Live Danger. You know, you saw them a lot this year in SPO Wrestling. They recently moved out to California to continue their training at the New Japan Pro Wrestling Academy. And I saw their showcase tag match, and already you're seeing an improvement in the way that they wrestle. They re-enlisted again in the academy, which goes to show that they're already taking advantage of the resources that they have and are implementing themselves to be taken serious out on the West Coast. So,
And if you guys get a chance, watch their New Japan Dojo match. It's on YouTube, I believe. I mean, compared to watching them and not knocking anything that they did in SPO Wrestling, but it's just a night and day difference. That camp at New Japan, their coaches Kushida and Darren Young.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. They have been hands-on with all. Yeah. They've been hands-on with everybody, and I see the footage. I see all that. They do all the work. They do all the warm-ups, like the squats, the push-ups, all the body weight calisthenics. They pay their dues in the dojo. They clean everything. They do everything what it is, like how it is training in the dojo.
Young boy,
exactly. So, again,
and their bodies have also improved.
Yeah. I was about to say that.
Yeah, it's just been a night and day difference.
We got to get them back, man. We want to get them back in SPO. I actually invited them on here tonight as surprises, but they're not here. I figured that'd be great to have them pop in, you know. But
well, it's a 3-hour difference. They're probably still in the dojo. So, Connor, Charlie, if you guys wind up listening back to this, just know that we love you guys, and you know we're gonna get you guys back, you know, in SPO wrestling sooner than later, and we're gonna see you guys out in the West Coast sooner than later because
it's not the same without them.
It's not. It hasn't.
I would like my gift. I would like to see whether it's TNA, these other companies, just keep plugging along. But I especially would like to see the fans kind of back off a little bit and just give AEW a little breathing room. I'd like to give them a chance to kind of reboot, regroup. They're going to Max. Let them kind of figure out what they want to be. There's just way too much negativity towards that company. And like I said a few weeks ago, after experiencing what I experienced firsthand when I saw Tony Khan in the back at the AJ's match against QT, that guy doesn't deserve it. So if the fan base, the wrestling fan base, can kind of just back off a little bit, let them retool, regroup, go into 2025 and just realize that this is a golden opportunity for a lot of people to make a lot of money. So instead of being negative about it, or, you know, the houses are down, or the booking's bad and all that other nonsense, don't focus on any of that. Just focus on perpetuity of putting out some positivity. Remember, guys, barely 3 million people a week watch pro wrestling in the United States. It's still a very niche thing. It's not what it used to be. I don't know if it ever will be, just because everything else that's out there. So let's not cannibalize those people and start pointing fingers and just further deteriorate the pool of fans. That's the wrong thing to do. So anything that propels them forward, any kind of goodwill or good graces or just backing, whether from afar, just pulling for them, I really like to see fans just kind of back off and give them a little more leeway. That's just me.
Mm-hmm. That's it. You heard it from Donnie B. Fans, back well off.
Said. Well said.
It serves no purpose.
No, agreed.
The negativity. I just don't get it.
Agreed.
But, this was fun, gents.
Yeah. Well, so,
what would be your guys' gift?
Who?
Hmm?
I heard Phil. Johnny, what would your gift be?
I said I think ROH should take
yes,
ROH
Friday night.
Mm-hmm. I could easily be done.
Watch it. I want to see it.
I think ROH should be their NXT.
Right.
I've said it a million times. The mistake they made from day one with ROH was they're not utilizing their history. Guys like Punk and Seth Rollins and Joe. That's what they should be showcasing, and go out there and get those guys who are reminiscent of those next group of guys coming up, whether it's like Miles Hawkins or Alec Price or The Rep or the Backseats. There's all these talents out there in the United States that kind of fit the groove of some of those people.
Yeah,
that's what their ROH should be, like in NXT, dude.
I think they have to go back to the roots.
Yeah.
They have to go back to the roots. Yeah.
Yep. Guerrilla promoting, guerrilla camera. Like, do that. One or two cameras, like old ECW shooting, realistic promos, focusing on the guys, more profiles. It's easy to do. That's what I would do if I was in charge of ROH or had a say in it. I would turn that around in maybe 6 months. I would turn it around.
Yeah. You know what I think the most underutilized talent is in AEW is Dustin Rhodes. He should be main 100%. Eventing AEW shows, not on ROH.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%. I mean, we watched the pay-per-view at Jay's house in Detroit. You know, all of the JCW guys, you know, Willie Mack wrestled. He competed on the pay-per-view. So, you know, it was a really great experience for all of us to be watching and, you know, watching on TV and whatnot. And I feel like it's exactly what, you know, you guys say. The more Ring of Honor gets away from their roots, the more they're losing sight of, you know, what
embrace
made
those roots. I mean, it's right there, right in front of you. You own the tape library.
I agree. You know? It's the them and TNA have the most underutilized early tape library between just the vault and the names that they had from 02 to 05 before both companies actually went, like, quote unquote, like nationally televised. You know what I mean? It's insane. In just 3 years alone, both of those shows or both of those promotions have so much footage that they're just sleeping on.
Right. And you don't even with that, just the vibe, just the original vibe of it. Yeah. That's what I would do, man. Like I said, there's plenty of talent across the United States fresh that you bring in and you showcase them. You do it locally. If you go up to Boston area, that's when you bring in Alec. You go to Maryland, you bring in Miles or whoever, Florida, those guys down there. So you don't have to fly them all over the place. It's relatively cheap to do, depending on where you're filming. But just a ring, a small crew, a small setup. You could go to 15 or 20 spots all across the country and fill it up with anywhere between 600 to 800, maybe 1,000 people, whatever, if you get that, and just have a home run show. The talent's all cheap for the night. Film it, and it would be a home run, dude.
They have so many people on the AEW roster who so many aren't being utilized.
Correct.
I feel like I don't know. I'm probably speaking out of turn. You probably talked about this before, no. But AEW needs to better capitalize the roster that they have. Why not make it the developmental pool?
Yeah.
And I don't just mean for on the wrestling side. How do you wrestle on television is very different than what you do for live events. Yes. There is a way to blend that. And I think there's a beauty in that blend. There's great people who do both of that. But there's some people who don't understand a production cue, how to hit your times
on
Dustin television.
Rhodes, you just said, but Dustin Rhodes, one of the head producers of ROH. Let him deal with young talent. Nobody knows more about televised wrestling other than Jericho in AEW.
Yeah,
it's Jericho and then Dustin.
But you're hearing Jarrett. What you're hearing from some of the people who've been successful in AEW say is, I've actually listened to the agents. And then you have the other half of some of those people going, I don't need to listen to them. I'm here. I know what I'm doing. And they don't listen. And then they don't last. And it's like, oh, look, there's a connection here. Like, it drives me bonkers.
Well, hopefully it all works out, but I'm looking forward to 2025. This has been a great night. I want everybody to have a great holiday coming up on Wednesday, and then we'll reconvene here next Monday night, gents.
Next Monday night.
Real quick, before we go, I just want everyone to tune in if you haven't already. Peep the podcast that RVD just did with Violent J of the Insane Clown Posse. Nice. They actually shout out the Backseat Boys and you know, they have a really cool 2-hour conversation. So, you know, if you're looking for just something to listen to on this holiday during your eggnog nap, go ahead and tune in to, you know, the podcast and, you know, stay tuned. You could get the Backseat Boys official merchandise ordering directly through us.
Yeah, hit up the Backseat Boys for the fresh merch if you need some of that holiday gift. You know, come on. You already know what time it is.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
The time for playing games is done. Adversaries, you better run.
That's right.
And stay tuned because, you know, what you saw of the Backseat Boys Tron is just the start. There will be the official Backseat Boys music video dropping very soon. Sweet. And don't forget, because the Backseat Boys 25 anniversary silver documentary is, in fact, set to take place and air in early 2025. We've had some production delays and some other life events happening, but don't worry. It's all going to be okay. It's all going to go down. Spo Wrestling, February 9th, Harris Casino, Philadelphia. Johnny, Backseat Boys are issuing the open challenge. Tasha Steele's issuing the open challenge. Any other matches I'm missing? Bufa and Face.
It's February 8th, brother.
February 8th, excuse me.
The 9th is the Super Bowl.
That's it. Yeah, the 9th is the Super Bowl. And then next week we got the Simon Gotch seminar coming up, everybody. Don't forget about that at Catch Point on the 8th at noon. Plus next Monday, the year end awards. Guys, thanks for being here.
It was a great night.
Well, I had so much fun.
Glad my voice held up.
Me too, Donnie B. Me too.
Thank you, gentlemen.
All right, I'm gonna end with our my gift for everyone. Have a good one, everyone.
The Mantis.
You know it, brother.